الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. 25 questions and answers about prophets. The prayer of Attar's successor. O Lord of the prophets, whoever reads or listens to the 15-page booklet, 25 questions and answers about prophets, grant them steadfastness upon the religion of Islam, bless them, their parents and children with admittance to paradise without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellences of sending salat upon the Prophet. Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha as-Siddiqa radiyallahu anha was once sewing something at suhoor time. The needle she held fell from her hand, and at the same time the lamp lighting the home went out. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then arrived, and the entire house became enlightened with the radiance of his sacred face, to the extent that the needle was found. Lady Aisha exclaimed, O Messenger of Allah, how radiant is your countenance. He then declared, وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ لَا يُرَانِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Woe to he who shall not see me on the day of judgment. Who will be unable to see you? She asked. The miser, he replied. She further inquired, who is the miser? He responded, الَّذِي لَا يُصَلِّي عَلَيَّ إِذْ سَمِعَ بِإِسْمِ. He who heard my name yet did not send salat upon me. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. Question. The purpose of the Prophets alayhi musallatu wassalam being sent was for them to deliver the commandments of Allah. Did they fulfill their responsibility in the proper manner? Answer. Yes, the Prophets were sent to deliver the commandments of Allah, and they did not fall short in this whatsoever. They conveyed these commandments in the most complete manner. It is necessary for one to believe this. They did not fall short in this regard, intentionally or forgetfully. Question. Are the Prophets the most superior creation of Allah, even higher ranked than angels? Answer. Undoubtedly, Prophets are the greatest creations of Allah, and they even surpass the angels. Question. Are the Prophets free from every type of sin? Also, how should we respect and honour them now they have left this world? Answer. The Prophets are certainly infallible and sinless, whether they are present in the world or not. They can still be honoured and respected, just as we show our decorum for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam by kissing our thumbs upon hearing his blessed name. The Prophets hold a very high rank. Even if a common Muslim leaves this world, he is also honoured. Imagine then the honour we must show towards Prophets. Qazi Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, after the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, it is still necessary for every member of his ummah to respect and honour him in the same manner that was necessary during his physical lifetime. For example, people show respect to their parents who have left the world by saying, my parents have passed away, rather than my parents have died, as the former is more respectful. If a person's cat or dog dies, the people say, the cat or dog has died. But they use more respectful words for their parents, like, my father has departed from this world, or my mother has left this world. Question. Please explain our belief in relation to the lives of the Prophets. Answer. The Prophets are alive, and this is from a worldly perspective also. Their blessed bodies are intact. They even offer salah in their respective graves. They have left this world in the sense we cannot see them, but whenever they wish, with the command of their Lord, they can appear. A hadith explains, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَن تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ فَنَبِيُّ اللَّهِ حَيٌّ يُرْزَقُ. Indeed, Allah has prohibited the earth from consuming the prophets' bodies. The prophets of Allah are alive and are granted sustenance. Question. Aside from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which of the other prophets are highest ranked? Answer. After our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the highest in rank are Ibrahim, Musa, Isa and Nuh alayhi wassalatu wassalam. These five are referred to as Ulu al-Azm. Question. Is it correct to hold the belief that the prophets are incapable of sin? Answer. Yes. It is impossible for these esteemed personalities to sin, and they are protected from disobeying Allah. Prophets and angels are infallible, i.e. masoom. One must hold firmly to the belief that there is nobody besides them who is like this. Yet, Allah protects from sin whomever He wills. He may protect leading imams and saints from sin. But, as Islamic law explains, it is not impossible for them to sin. In any case, they are not infallible like the prophets are. Question. The prophets hold soaringly high ranks, so can they be referred to as humans and servants of Allah? Answer. All the prophets are humans and servants of Allah, yet Allah granted them superiority and power, which is why they are special, accepted, close and beloved servants of His. Some refer to the prophets as humans out of disrespect, saying that they were mere humans like us. However, if it was said to such people that the blind or crippled man begging in the streets is just like you, they would become enraged. When they do not like being referred to like this, imagine how important it is for us to select our words carefully regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Na'udhu billah, which Sunni can dare to say that the prophets are normal humans just like us? There is a world of a difference between them being human and us being human. We are lowly whilst they are pure. Question. We know Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam had a dream in which he was commanded to sacrifice his son, Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. He set out to act upon this, but Allah sent a ram in his son's place and Ismail was saved. If a father today sees a dream in which he is told to sacrifice his son, can he act upon this? Answer. Remember, Ibrahim and Ismail are both prophets of Allah. When Ibrahim was commanded to make the sacrifice in his dream, this was completely true and valid, as a prophet's dream is revelation. This is why both were entirely ready and willing to go ahead with it. Ibrahim to carry out the sacrifice and Prophet Ismail to be sacrificed. They had no doubt in this regard. As Ibrahim was about to cut with his knife, a ram was sent from paradise in place of his son, and like this, the ram's neck was cut instead. This led to Ismail being given the title Zabi'ullah. By no means does this mean if a father sees a dream like this, he can sacrifice his child. This is because the dreams of any person besides the prophets is not considered valid and true like theirs, irrespective of how saintly the dreamer is or how many times he sees the dream. If a person sacrifices his son like this based on a dream, he will be considered a murderer. There have been incidents like this in the past where a father has stabbed his own son after claiming to have seen a dream. Such people do things like this due to their ignorance or mental imbalance. During Qurbani season, take special care that knives and other sharp objects do not find their way into the hands of children, lest someone is harmed by them. Children do not understand matters properly, and if they see animals being sacrificed, there is always a risk that they may do the same to another child whilst playing. Such objects should be kept out of their reach. Question. It is commonly assumed amongst the public that Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam had insect in his body due to some disease. Is this correct? Answer. This notion that Ayyub's blessed body became full of insects is categorically wrong. For any person's body to become infested with insects is something repugnant, and it is a belief of the Ahlus Sunnah that the prophets are protected from every such illness that people find repugnant and that would drive them away. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, states, prophets are protected from such diseases and do not become afflicted with unpleasant or repugnant ailments. A prophet cannot suffer from impotency, deafness, blindness, vitiligo or leprosy. Even after the passing of a prophet, the earth cannot cause any harm to their bodies, as it has been prohibited from doing so. How then could insects possibly bring any harm to the blessed body of Ayyub? Question. Was Khizr alayhi salam a prophet or saint? Answer. According to the research of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh, Khizr is a prophet. Question. Does Prophet Khizr eat and drink? Answer. In volume 26 of Fatawa Razaviyya, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan writes, Prophet Khizr and Prophet Ilyas alayhi salam perform Hajj every year. After, they drink Zamzam water, which suffices them for the entire year. Question. There is a place in Sri Lanka ascribed to Khizr. What do you say about this? Answer. This is a place of seclusion attributed to Khizr. The people there say that he visited that place. They refer to it as Jilani, but the proper pronunciation is Jilani. It is also said Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh took up seclusion there. Allah knows best as to what is true. Question. Did Khizr meet the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Answer. There are narrations that mention these illustrious personalities did indeed meet. Question. Was Prophet Adam alayhi salam a messenger, i.e. Rasul too? Answer. Yes, Adam is also a messenger. Question. When you visited Sri Lanka, did you see Adam's footprints? Answer. Yes, when I went to Sri Lanka, I saw footprints attributed to Adam. They were large, as he was very tall, to the extent reports say his height was 60 cubits. This amounts to around 30 meters. Question. Some Islamic preachers refer to Adam as forefather. Is this allowed? Answer. Forefather Adam or grandmother Hawa are commonly used terms used amongst Muslims, and something we have heard since childhood. There is nothing bad or harmful in saying this. Question: Will Prophet Isa alayhi salam be born in the world again? Answer: Isa was raised to the heavens alive and has not yet experienced death. He will not be born again, but will descend from the heavens to the earth. Question: When Isa returns, will he spread the teachings of the Injil? Answer: Near the Day of Judgment, Isa will certainly return. Yet, he will not preach the Injil, which was the book revealed to him. He will instead propagate the teachings of the Quran and the final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Question: What beliefs should we hold in regards to the prophets? Answer: Believing in all the prophets of Allah is a condition of faith. Rejecting the prophethood of even one prophet will cause one to leave the folds of Islam and become a disbeliever. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, who deceitfully claimed to be a prophet and is followed by Qadianis, was an imposter. A true prophet is somebody granted prophethood by Allah. Qadianis believing him to be a prophet is an act of disbelief, and anybody else who believes him to be a prophet is a disbeliever. Question: Mention the names of the first and last prophet. Also, what is the meaning of Peygamber? Answer: The first prophet is our beloved prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is also the final. Yet, in terms of coming into this world, the first was Adam alayhi salam, and the final is our beloved prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Question: As this is an age in which Islamic knowledge is lacking, many do not know the difference between Nabi, i.e. prophet, and Rasul, i.e. messenger. Please explain this. Answer: Nabi and Rasul are Arabic terms with varying meanings. The literal meaning of Nabi is he who gives news of the unseen. There is nothing surprising about this, as Allah Himself is the greatest of the unseen. And it is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam who informed us about him. Also, matters pertaining to paradise, hell, the day of judgment, angels, the grave and the resurrection are all from the unseen, regarding which only a prophet gives news. It is a duty upon a member of the prophet's nation to accept this. Rasul means he who is sent. It also connotes a Nabi who brings a new code of law. Every Rasul is a Nabi, but not every Nabi is a Rasul. Question: Those who beheld the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam whilst being believers became known as the Sahaba, i.e. companions. Will somebody who saw any of the other prophets also be termed a Sahabi? Answer: The term Sahaba or Sahabi are not utilized for those who saw any of the other prophets. The term used for the companions of other prophets is not known. Yet those who believed in Isa and remained in his company are referred to as Hawariyun in the Quran. At this juncture, a mufti sat nearby added, "There is no special term used for those who saw the other prophets. The former is referred to as those who accompanied the latter. Question: what is the meaning of obeying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Answer: the meaning of obeying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is to do everything that he commanded us to do and avoid everything he prohibited us from. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ordained for us to establish salah, not to lie, and keep fast in Ramadan. We must now obey him in this. By acting upon his decrees, we are obeying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A Muslim must always follow the commands of Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Question: if somebody sees the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a dream, will they become a Sahabi? Answer: no. For a person to be termed a Sahabi, it is necessary that in a state of faith, they saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam or accompanied him during his worldly life, even if for a moment, and then passed away as a believer. Hypocrites would recite the testimony of faith, but remained disbelievers. This is because they would oppose the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam internally, so they were not from the Sahaba. Question: Abu Jahl hid stones in his hands and asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to tell him what he held. Can we say that he knew prophets have knowledge of the unseen? Answer: one can say this because why would he ask what was in his hands if he did not believe this? There are many proofs from Quran and Hadith which affirm the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had knowledge of the unseen. Allah granted him a vast amount of knowledge pertaining to the unseen, just as proven in the following famous hadith. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam scaled Mount Uhud with his three companions, namely Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Umar bin al-Khattab and Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anhum, the mountain began to shake. He struck it with his sacred foot and said, O Uhud, be still. Upon you is a prophet, a Siddiq, and two martyrs. Regarding the two martyrs, he specified, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam knew Umar bin al-Khattab and Uthman bin Affan would later both be martyred. Sayyidina Umar was martyred because of an attack staged by the Magian Abu Lulu. The home of Sayyidina Uthman was surrounded, whilst food and drink were prevented from entering therein. He was then sieged in his home and martyred. Through being informed by Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam already knew they would be martyred. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. After reading this booklet, give it to others. During weddings, gatherings or maulid procession, etc., earn rewards by distributing the literature published by Maktabatul Madina with the intention of earning reward. Keep some booklets in your shop and gift them to customers. Also, through the help of newspaper distributors and children, have booklets delivered to the homes in your locality every month. In this manner, you can spread the call to righteousness and earn abundant reward. Weekly booklet study. Alhamdulillah, His Highness Amir Ahlus Sunnah, founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, or his successor, Al-Hajj Abu Usaid Ubaid Raza Madani, Muddazilul Ali, encourage reading a booklet every week. By the grace of Allah Almighty, millions of Islamic brothers and sisters read or listen to this booklet and receive the blessings of supplications of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah and his successor. This booklet can freely be downloaded in audio format from Dawat-e Islami's website www.dawateislami.net, or can be read and listened to the Islamic Books application. Read it with the intention of gaining thawab by rewards, and distribute it for ithali thawab, conveying reward to the deceased loved ones. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.